Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, May 10th. Happy Saturday. I hope that you are enjoying some time to rest, to listen to the Lord, and to reflect. Our memory passage this week is Luke chapter 24, verse 27. Jesus speaks these words on the road to Emmaus when he is walking with two disciples and he explains to them how all of Scripture is pointing to him. And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the Scriptures concerning himself. Let's move into our daily readings. We're in John chapter 6, verses 25 through 35 for our first reading. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works that God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him, "What sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do?" "Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Which verse stuck out to you? For me, it was the second part of verse 27, when Jesus says to them, "Work for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you." I'm wondering what it is to work for the food that endures to eternal life. What bread are we chasing today? And are we chasing after it because we are hungry spiritually? And we want to fill our lives and help others experience the fullness of abundant life with Christ. So let's turn it to a prayer. Lord, help me to run after you. Help me to be filled with your spiritual word and your life. And ultimately, help us to believe that you are the bread of life and that in you we find sustenance. Let's move on to the second passage, Mark chapter 12, 38 through 44. As he taught, Jesus said, "Watch out for the teachers of the law. They like to walk around in flowing robes and be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and have the most important seats in the synagogue and the places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for a show, make lengthy prayers. These men will be punished most severely." Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts. But a poor woman came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a few cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more in the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on. This passage brings up two important concepts. One is that we shouldn't be showy in our religious practice or make religion about us. That's a temptation for ministers. And so I want you to pray for us as ministers at Mount Brook Baptist that we would be careful to love God's people well and help them to flourish instead of making ministry about us and how many people that we can have involved or thinking about how many accolades we have received. I think that the Lord is warning us, don't make this about you. Rather, seek to help the people of God know me more. And so that's an earnest prayer, and I ask you to pray alongside me in that. And then there's the passage about the woman who faithfully gives. People give out of their wealth at the temple, and then she gives out of her poverty. Underlying all of this is that God asks us to give. Sometimes people use as an excuse for not giving to the ministries of the church the fact that they're not in a great financial position. And one day, someday out there, they'll decide to give to the church when they are in a great financial position. But as my dad always taught me, you're going to need $5 more than you ever have. Maybe that's an exaggeration, but the idea is we never feel like we're the rich man who gives out of our wealth. And so I just want to challenge you, if you're not giving faithfully to the church, that you would consider starting to give to the ministries of Mountain Brook Baptist or whatever church you're a part of on a consistent basis. Our final passage is from Proverbs. Since it's the 10th day, we want to read Proverbs 10, verse 2. Ill-gotten treasures have no lasting value, but righteousness delivers from death. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I got an email from the Grace class, which is young married couples, and the leaders in that class are Jason and Nikki Harkins. And Jason either got a prayer or he wrote a prayer about anxiety. They'd been focusing on 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. And I want to read that prayer for us because I believe each of us struggles with anxiety. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you for being a God who deeply cares for me. Today I lay down the burdens that weigh on my heart, my fears, my uncertainties, and my anxious thoughts. I trust that you are strong enough to carry what I cannot. Teach me to surrender fully, to lean into your peace, and to remember that I am never alone. Help me to walk forward with confidence, knowing you hold my future in your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.